The topic for today is the mechayev of abuse of in general. It's obviously a very broad topic, but it comes up in the sugya we're learning in Kofrehe of somebody who's Baal Ishto and she's Pierce Anida, have to be Noah Shtipon of Parka and Porish Be'er Meis. So the Gemara in Shavuos Yirches, which is the Makkah of the Halacha, says that you're Porish Be'er Meis. Why? So the Gemara thinks because this is Lamand Amr that the Meshamish Be'er Meis is Pater. By Rava, if a person has Bia, which sounds a little bit strange, a person has Bia, but Aver mates. They kind of just force their Aver into the woman when it's not erect. So the Chok is by Rava, Rechai, Vipater. So the question is, what is the Yisod of the Chok? Why would you say Rechai, why would you say Vipater? So if I understand the Isser Bia, like most Yisodim in the Torah, it's a regular Maisa Isser. So Lechai, Rechai. As long as you assume that's considered a Maisa Isser, so it's a Maisa Isser Chayiv. But it's possible that the Isser of Bias Asuris isn't just a regular Maisa Isser, but it's connected to the Hana that a person gets from that Maisa. So it's a more a Hana oriented Isser than a regular classic Maisa oriented Isser. If so, it makes good sense to say that in Meshamish Mace, there is a Maisa Bia. So if the Maisa is a Machayiv, you're Chayiv. But there's no Hana because it's Mace, it's not Bekoshi. Or the Kisha. And that's one understanding of the Machlokes. Alternatively, you might say that no, both Abaye and Rava agree that the Mechayiv is the Maisa. But they just argue, what is a Maisa Bia? Abaye says that a Maisa Bia means Achnas is Aver, I don't care how. If it's Bekishu, it's not Bekishu, it doesn't make a difference. It's a Maisa Bia. And Rava says, no. A Maisa Bia requires that the Aver is erect, otherwise, it's not even called the Maisa Bia. Now, why wouldn't it be a Maisa Bia if the Aver isn't Vikishui? So you might say that the Maisa Bia has to be a Bia that could be Mazriya potentially, or you might say that the Bia, the Aver has to be Vikishui, so otherwise there's no Hana. The Hana itself defines the Maisa. It's din in the Maisa, but you need Hana as a definitional component in qualifying it as a Maisa Bia. The third side, obviously, to say that no, the Abaye and Rav agree the Mechayiv is the Hana. So if Chayiv is Hana, why would Abaye Mechayiv you, Be'er Meis? So you might say there is Hana. They're arguing Matthias. And strange as it sounds like that. It seems that that's what the Rimigash is saying. The Rimigash in Shavuos Yudches writes, Meshamish Meis Barayis Pater Biklum Da'amalav Tashmishu V'leka Hana Klal Eli Yamart Ika Hana V'Tashmish Mikri. Sounds like he's contemplating the possibility that maybe Meshamish Meis has Hana. So he seems to equate Hana and Tashmish, that Hana is defined, Tashmish is defined by Hana. And yet he says the Meshamish Meis has Hana, so Abaye holds Meshamish Meis has Hana, and Rav says Meshamish doesn't have Hana. So obviously, if you don't want to make this into a Machlokes Metzius, which is difficult to say, you might say that no, there's some Hana. There's a limited amount of Hana by Meshamish Meis. And the question is that Hana, I'll be doing enough Hana to Mechayev you or not? Fine. Now, the problem is the Rambam. Well, before the Rambam, the Gemara itself sounds like this Mahalach. The Gemara says later that even if you hold Meshamish Meis is Potter, you're still, excuse me, even if you hold Meshamish Meis is Chayiv, you have to be Noi Tzipona V'Karka and be Porish Be'er Meis. I'm Meshamish Meis is Chayiv, so what if you gained? Man is Bol Ishto, and she sees Nida. So you have to be Noi Tzipona V'Karka to make sure your Aver dies. Says the Gemara, that's true, even if you hold Meshamish Meis is Chayiv. So Meshamish Meis is Chayiv, what if Shach? If you're going to be Porish Be'er Chayiv, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, no, Shachayiv al-Lifrosh v'hana mu'etes u'pireish v'hana merubah. That on a certain level, the Gemara says that you're Chayiv because there's always Hana by Bia, even in Meshamish Meis. And the whole question is do you have Hana Meruba, Hana Muetes, etc. So the Gemara sounds like the Kuli Alma Hana is the Mechayiv, right? And that's why the fact that you were Porish for Hana Meruba is going to Mechayiv Yochatas, right? That's an amazing idea that the Gemara is saying, right? Just to flesh it out. The Gemara says that if you hold Meshamish Meis Barayis is Chayiv, you're still Chayiv if you're Porish for Ever Chayiv. You would have been, you're Anus. You're Chayiv either way. Says the Gemara, no, Shachayiv Lifrosh, Be'Ever Chayiv. Sounds like getting more hana is going to mechayev you achatos. Wow, that obviously assumes that hana is the mechayev of piyus asuros. So that's really the mashmas you get from the Gemara in Shavuos Yitches, that hana is the real mechayev. Bein l'rava, bein l'abaye. It's a question just of either if there is hana or or halachically do we consider that hana by mishamish meis to be. The Gemara seems to say that there is hana. The Gemara is working within. It's working within the hana of mishamish meis. Chayef. We don't know what the Rambam Mishamish Bemeis Potter holds.
So according to a second of the three options, they would say that Mishamish Bemeis is Potter.
The second of the three options is
the three options have to understand the Chayef.
Either the second option is Din of the Meisa, whether or not it's considered a Meisa or not.
You said, no, the second option was whether or not there was Hanor or not. Okay, so according to that option, they would say Mishamish Bemeis is Potter.
Fine. Now, the difficulty starts with the Rambam. The Rambam in Surah Bia, Perak Aleph, Lechir Aleph, paskins that Mishamish Meis is not Bia. He says, Kol Abba, Bia Sura, Bala Kishui, Ela Shahaya, Eber Shalom Adolo, Kama, Eber Hamesim, Kugon Acholim, Omishin Nolad, Kach, Kugon Srischama, Avli Shechnis, Eber Biyada. Person forces his Eber into the woman. Eino Chayev, Lakares, Vlamalkos, Ve Ein Sarak Lomar Misa, She Ein Zubi, it's not Bia, it's nothing. Then he says, I'll post a loom in a truma. The Rambam paskins, this is found also in the Shrumos, that a woman who has bia ever mates becomes psula l'truma if she's let's say a bas kohen or an ashes kohen, and similarly in Hilchos Sota Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam paskins that a man who can tell his woman don't go into yichud with a man who's a shachuf. What's a shachuf? Says the Rambam, who aish eno miskashev eno molik. So a man can be mekane on. That his wife shouldn't be misyached with a man who can't have halachic bia. So the question is, how come that's a good kinoi if it's not bia? All the achronim discuss this difficulty in the Rambam. So again, on one hand, the Rambam is telling you it's not bia; it sounds like it's nothing. At the same time, he's telling you it passes the woman for truma, passes the woman, or it can create a sota. So there are a number of ways to go about answering this. In the Perush Mishnayos in Sanhedrin. In Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, the Ram actually has a very nice hakdama to all of Yisurei Bia. So in that hakdama, he writes the following. He says, "V'im ba'al adam eze erva she'tiye b'li koshi, b'li kishui, eino chayiv onesh, l'fi she'nechka b'she'elo zu, v'lo nifsaka ba'halacha b'talmud, v'in onshin ela b'davar baru." So the Ram says that there's no hachra as to whether or not we pass on like a bayar rav. It's a suffix. It's a suffix, but the din is by Mishamish Meis. Now, if you really... It doesn't sound like that in the Yad HaChazaka. The Yad HaChazaka sounds like Ein Zubir, that's his Lashon. It's not Bia, except there are exceptions. But if you take what he says in the Perush Mishnayos and you apply it to the Yad HaChazaka, you might say that the reason you can't kill somebody who's Mishamish Shavir Meis is because it's a Safik. You can't be Ma'anish if it's just a Safik. At the same time, we'll be Machmir to passel the woman for eating Truma, we'll be Machmir to make her a Sota, right?
It's just a Maisa.
Say that again?
Say that it's not the Issa Bia, but rather just the Maizer.
I'm going to get to that in a second. Maybe it's the Hana and the Maizer. But I'm saying, the first Mahalach is to say it's all just a Suffolk. If you learn the Aram Pesach, you can say it's a Suffolk. It's not completely glad, because the Chora, the Sota, you're going to make her Sota, then you're going to be Mashke her, the Maim. So can you really do that, be Suffolk? I don't know, but Pasha's not. But I guess theoretically, you could say that's one Mahalach in the Ram. The Achronim have a lot of other Bechalchim, in terms of Truma, a lot of Achronim write that it's just a Dindrabana. It doesn't sound like that, but they write it's just a Dindrabana. Yom Shlomo writes that way. And he's really troubled by it. His Lashon, he seems to be he's like grappling with the problem. His Lashon is, she's us at least midrabanan, share sof sof nivola v'nenes v'biya savera v'nizgala mekora. So trying to put together, he's assuming there is some Hana by Mishamish Meis. But he puts together these three things that she's nivala, v'nenes, v'niskala mekora. So that's why she's asked Rabbanan for truma. The Karen Oren says that maybe truma is different, maybe it's just easier to become pasul of truma, he brings some rise for that. In terms of sota, the Orsamech is a very nice word. The Orsamech in sort of Bia Gimel Beis says this is based on the Marik. The Marik says that the definition of shogeg in Kol Torah Kula is different than the definition of shogeg by Znus. Because by Znus, the pasuk says that a woman who is mizanet takas baila, she's moel in her husband. So says the Maharik that therefore if she thinks that it's mutter to do znos, she's still aser. Even though or mutter and kol Torah Kol is mutter, or mutter by znos makes the woman aser to her husband. Similarly, says the Or Sameach, that Omer Mutter, this is similar to Omer Mutter, in that that you're being moel in your husband. So I technically, halakhically, it's not a maizabia, but still she's moel mal bebaila, and therefore she becomes a sota through the sabbia. The Beis Levi is a similar thing, but actually has a nafkaminas. Beis Levi in Chelik Beis Simon Mem Oshei says that it's all tali in Hakpada de Baal, based on the Gemara in Sota Chafo. The Gemara has a hamina that you can become a Sota through Pia Derech Ivarim, which is non-halachic Pia, right? Pia is only if it's, you know, Oso Makom, or if it's from the back, you know, like Mishkav Zachar. Any other Pia, Derech Ivarim, is not considered Pia. So the Gemara thinks as a hamina in the Chafo that Derech Ivarim can create a Sota. Because Kpeda de Baal tali Rachmana. And then the Gemara rejects it based on a pasuk. So the Beis Levi says, well, what was rejected? The fact that Derech Ivarim was rejected. But maybe Mishamish Meis wasn't rejected. It's still Talib created the Baal. That's a big Chiddush. The Yamshar Shlomo rejects it, you know, he doesn't, obviously it was before him, but he rejects this possibility. He says, what do you mean, how can you say it's Talib created the Baal? No, the Gemara is rejecting created the Baal. The Pasuk is telling us that created the Baal is not a factor. And if you can tell me he's Makbid to this, he's not Makbid on that, he thinks it's very Dochak. And what the important Nafkamina between the Beis Halevi and the Or Sameach is that the Beis Halevi is speaking particularly about Sota. He's saying that a woman will become a sota through Mishamish Meis. But or Sameach, based on the Marik, is telling us that in general, a woman who has Bia, Eber Meis, will become Asur her husband. It's not just in a sota, right? What makes a woman a sota is might be telling created the Baal. That's the Chiddush of the Beis Halevi. But the Marik is saying, in general halacha, any znus, any woman who's Mezaneh, Eber Meis, she becomes Asur her husband, even if it's not a question of, you know, created the Baal, a question of sota per se, just a question of Heter Isha Labayla. But you know, these are very mechudosh ideas. The idea that Aaron suggested, and I think it might be similar to what you're saying, is just to say that the Rambam is telling us that by Arayas, Mishavish Meis is Pater, because there, Lechari, you need Hana. There's no Hana. The Rambam is telling us that by Truma and by Sota, Mishavish Meis is called Bia. Because there, Lechor, maybe it's the Maitza. Because again, our first possibility of understanding the Machlokes was that by Rava is to say that, what's in the Mishavish Meis? You have a Maitza Bia, but you don't have Hana. Okay, you can argue on that, but you definitely a legitimate way of understanding the machlokas. So if you say that by Mishamish Meis you have a Maitzabia, you don't have Hana. So you say that's what the Ram is telling us. The Ram is telling us, I'm not sure why, we have to just reconstruct what the Ram is telling us. We don't have a Svara for it, but at least technically the Ram is telling us that by Bias Asura is your Pater, there's no Hana. But by Truma, by Sota, it's considered Bia, because by Truma and Sota we care about a Maitzabia. Is that what you were saying, or are you saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the same thing you're saying. So that takes care of Mishamish Meis. Just wanted to discuss a number of other areas of Yisur HaPiyah where this issue comes to the fore. What about the din of Mishamish Im HaMeisa? If you have Bia with a woman who's dead, what's the din? The Gemara calls it Meisa Hurdus. Apparently Hurdus did this. He was matmin a girl in Tvash, he had Bia with her. I think there's some readings of Romeo and Juliet has that. And I don't know if you guys remember Jeffrey Dahmer, but if you do, no, I don't remember Jeffrey Dahmer. Anyway, okay. And kids here, these things happen, unfortunately. So what's the din? First is Mishamish Im HaMeis. What's the din? Are you chayiv or are you pot? So the Gemara Sanhedrin, Ayin Chesam Aleph, says explicitly that Mishamish Im HaMeis is Potter. And the Gemara says that it's different from somebody who's Roveya as a Trefa. If a man has beer with another man who's a Trefa, so that, or if we'd have beer with a woman who's a Trefa, you're Chayiv. Right? Says the Gemara, isn't that similar to Mishamish Im HaMeisa? So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Why is it different? Because the Chiyuv by Trefa is Mishum Hana, Va'isle Hana. So the assumption of the Gemara is that when you have beer with a dead person, there's no Hana in that beer. So therefore, you're pater. So again, the mashmos, similar mashmos to the Gemara, is that hana is the factor that's going to be mechayiv you. And since it's b'shamish even meis, there's no hana. So mele, you're pater. That's the simple mashmos to the Gemara, and ayin chesam ural and sanhedrin. Now, if you say that the meis is really the mechayiv, it's like kol tarkul, where the meis is the mechayiv. So you have to reinterpret the Gemara and say that because there's no hana, so we don't consider this meis to be a halakhically significant meis. But it's pretty doch. And in fact, the Gemara in Samach Vav Beis in Sanhedrin brings a machlokes as to whether or not you need a miut to memait Mishamish Im HaMeisa. it's a question what Meisach Yedudim means, but according to one Gersa in Rashi, Meisach Yedudim is Mashamesh Meisa, and there's a machlokas whether you need a miut. Meaning, one day in the Gemara says, someone will rhyme hold that no, Shamesh Meisa is so pashrik, there's no need for a miut at all. And another day says, no, you have to tell me, it's a chiddush, you have to tell me that you're pater. So what might this machlokas be? So again, if I understand that Meshameh, that the Hanaz the Mechayev, so it's Pasha, there's no need to even tell me your Pater. If you say the Maisa is the Mechayev, so you have to tell me that this is not considered a Halachic Maisa. Right? The Rishonim basically says, Feirish, right there, the Yad Ramah has a Lashon, he says that Meshameh Meisa is Lav Klumhu, V'lo Tzarech Kralim U'ute, the Maisa Eitz Ba'almahu. Right? It's Maisa Eitz, there's like no need to even have a limud, right? He's saying like Kulei Amo, there's no need. Depending on, there's two gears of the Gemara, two understands what Maisa Chidudim means. But it could be that according to no days in the Gemara, you need to might Meshameh Meisa. Could be according to one day, you have to Meshameh Meisa. So either way, according to some level, the Gemara seems to be rejecting a need for a limud at all. There's a similar discussion that comes up in the Rambam in Yisurei Bia Alfid Beis.
No, sorry, can I just ask you? Yeah. What's defining Hana over here?
Oh, so certainly there's a Hana of Hatzah Zera, right? But Hatzah Zera is not a Bia Asura. Hatzah Zera is its own Isser, right? Whether or not it's Isser Lav, or it's Isser, you know, Asay of Bittul Priribya, or it's Isser Drabana, that's a Machokas. But that's not connected to the Isser Bia. Bia is a action that's performed between two people. Hatzah Zera is performed bein Adam la'atzma. It's not a Maisa Bia. So Chora, the Hanai we're talking about here, again, by Bia's Asuras, you don't need Hatzah Zera to be Chayiv. It's the first second you enter, Nshika, Hara, you're Chayiv. It's nothing to do with the Hana, you know, of the Zera. But again, it's definitely not so clear how to define Hana. Like we said before, you know, Shavash Vimeis, is there a little bit of Hana? Someone, I mean, what Hana is there? Is it the Hana, you know? It's definitely a good question. It's hard to define. But what it's clearly not is the Hana of Hatzah Zera. So there's another issue that appears in the Rambam Perek Aleph Mosheh Beis of Surabia, based on the Gemara Chulin Kuf Kaf Aleph. And that is a question. If you, it sounds pretty disgusting. If a person would check the animal and then have view with the animal, would the animal still in Parches, still moving? What would it then be? So the Gemara says in Chulin that you're Chayiv in such a case. So we just said a second ago that Meshavish Shemayis is Potter, and yet you're Chayiv if you have view with this animal. This animal is halachically dead. Now, how halachically dead an animal is once when it's still mepacheses is a question. So chalakos in the Gemara over there, but it's possible it's totally dead, and yet you're still chayev on bia asura. You're still chayev on a baal behema. So what's pshat? So again, it makes a lot of sense if you hold the hanaz the mechayev, and since the animal's mepacheses, so the animal still feels, you know, alive. It's warm. It's, you know, it's a warm body. So meila, you chayev.
If the animal was dead, if it was carcass for 3 days.
Well, then it would be like shavish mameisel lachar. So your pater. It's either it's a mice eight, so it's you don't even need a pasuk, or the pasuk is telling me your pater. Or the same pasuk tells me your pater on a woman, it'll tell you pater on a on an animal too, I would assume. Okay. Yeah, I mean there is a discussion that the Tzavtas Paneach raises the question as to whether or not if you shech the person and then you have to be with the person, you'd be chayev, and he's still a pacheses, would you be chayev? He raises you think it wouldn't be the same, that's what you think, but he quotes Tzavtas in Erechin. And that Dalit, that sounds like Choy Div Marcheses only applies to animals. Animals, I think it's a physiological difference. That animals are just stronger, they just live longer. And humans, as soon as you kill them, like they're out, they're cold. Like they, so apparently, maybe you would be putter. Don't try it, but apparently, the that's the Samus Meach suggests. The back of the frame. I didn't make it up. Anyway, okay. Fine. So that we just discussed Meshavish Meis, now Meshavish Meisa. The third question is a general question, and that is the question of why you're chayiv, why a woman's chayiv on biyasura, right? L'chor, to be chayiv on biyasura, you have to have maisa, right? Chayiv anything, chayiv a chatas, chayiv a onesh, you need a maisa.
The Adar Ma in Sanhedrin, who said that it's not, according to the Mandam or Mandam or Mandam, it's not a maisa at all, it's a maisa eitz.
Right.
So he's saying that really the chayiv of could be the maisa, it's just that this doesn't even qualify as a maisa, or
I thought I was taking the opposite direction. I was saying that he's actually saying within the Manda Omar that holds the maisa chidudim is really a different idea of, you know, being like Derech Evarim. So he says you don't need a Mayit. Everybody holds you, that Mesa is Patzer because it's nothing. It's nothing because I would assume that.
The
truth is, you could probably say both ways. The truth is that, I should mention that. Namely, to say that you don't need a pasuk to Mayit Mishavish or Mesa could be understood as saying, well, there's no Hana, it's nothing. Or you could say, no, once it's Mesa, it's like Afar Ba'alma. There's like, no, it's not even a Mesa Bia. So you could probably pull it to both ways. It's a good heart. Okay.
You can say it right. Even if when the one discussed about Esther, she was Karaka Olam, so there we see even with no mice from the Isha, the Gemara still might have been that was sort of mice beer.
Right.
So even so, in another case where the woman's dead, so Mehecha thinks that wouldn't be called a mice beer.
Well, she's being dead is different than being inactive, I think. Chara. I mean, I'm going to get to the question you're discussing right now. This is not much what I wanted to discuss. I mean, it's a question how you look at it. I don't know, I think they can make chalik. In terms of what you're talking about right now, Tosus in Baba Kama Lama Beis asks his kashas. It's a new issue. Why is a woman chayiv on a Maisa Bia? She's inactive. She's inactive. So Tosus writes the following. Tosus writes, Umiyul inin chatas linin galkos chayeves derachmana akshavei lo hana Maisa. The hana is called a Maisa. So obviously we would only say that if the woman is alive. She's getting hana. Since she's getting hana, consider that to be, you know, halachically a chiyuv that she should be chayiv. So the question, what does this mean? What does this mean? So the Asim Dereisa in Chaf Daled, he's a big proponent of this idea that Hana is the Mechayiv. He tries to bring Raya after Raya, Hana is the Mechayiv. And this is one of the Rayas he brings. This is, I think, one of the strongest Rayas. He says that what Tosus says only makes sense if you hold Hana is the Mechayiv. Because Tosus is grappling with the problem. The woman doesn't do an action. She doesn't do an action. How can she be chayiv? You can't Mechayiv somebody if they don't do an action. So Tosus says, well, she gets Hana. So who cares if she gets Hana? If you need an action and you don't have it, so you're Pater. So the Asim Dereisa says it's mucha from Tosus that if he's willing to accept this Hana considering to be considered like an action, you have to assume Hana is the Mechayiv. That's what the Asim Dereisa says. So the question is how do you respond to that right? It seems to be a very strong right. So I thought that you have to define a Maisa Bia as being an action done between two parties, right? Like we said before, Hatzazera is action done by yourself. Maisabiyah is action done between two parties. And as such, it's possible that because the man is doing an action, so we consider the woman to have been involved in a quote-unquote action. She was laying there passively. No, but she was involved in a Maisabiyah, because it takes two people to be involved in a Maisabiyah. It's just Mashal Ma'adavadoma, Tosus and Kedushin Yotes, explain to Havamina the Gemara. The Gemara is a Havamina that when a katan who's ben tes has be with the Eshetesh, you'll kill the katan. Says Tosus, doesn't understand. The katan's a katan. He's not a baronshin. How can you kill the katan? Says Tosus, no. Since you're going to kill the woman, the gedola, you're going to kill the katan too. So what does that mean? Since you're going to kill the woman, you're going to kill the katan. So I think the idea here is that no. It's a ma'asem mishutaf that this katan and this gedola violated Isser Bia. Because they violated Isser Bia together, so Mela will kill them both. So that's rejected. But maybe the idea that it's a combined action isn't rejected. So therefore you can kill a woman even though she doesn't do a Maisa Bia. You always need a Maisa for a Chatas. You always need a Maisa for a Omesh. No, you have a Maisa. The Maisa is the joint pu'ula of man and woman together. Because again, the point is that the man couldn't violate the Isser without the woman. So the woman, she's like a Messiah to the man's action, and therefore she that's another way of formulating it. She's like a Messiah to the man's action, and therefore she, by virtue of the fact the man's chayv, she's also, or by virtue of the fact the man is considered to have done an action, the woman also is halachically considered to have done an action. Now the nafkamina is Masasi. This is a famous nafkamina. Some Doris discusses it, discussed by a lot of achronim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samach Bay is that a misasik b'chalav mivarayis is archayiv shekeinen. Usually, we call to kula misasik is pater, right? By arayis archayiv. So that means you don't know b'chalav what you're doing. It's the middle of the night. You think it's not even a shogeg. It's misasik. You're not even thinking. You're half asleep. You're chayiv. Shekeinen. So what does this mean? So the Asim Dereisa says, well, it means that hana is the mechayiv. Why is it that Misazik Barai is Chayv Shkenenek? Because Hana is the Mechayiv, and never since Hana is Mechayiv, you can't say that you're honest. You can't say it's not you. You can't say you're honest. You did the action. But if you assume that the Maisa is the Mechayiv, so the Chorot is the Maisa Misazik. How can you be Chayiv? So a lot of other Achronim say that no. The whole chesaron of misasik is that the action isn't attributed to you, right? If you do an action of misasik, so I can't say you did it; it just happened. There's no seiruf between the maisa and the action. The maisa, the osa, and the maisa. But since there's hanah, so hanah is a mitzarif. Misasik v'chalav v'raish chayv shkenene. It doesn't mean that the hanah is a mechayv. It means the maisa is mechayv. I am misasik. No, but the maisa misasik is misyaches to you because the hanah. Makes the
tzir. I got. There's an interesting Meiri in Rosh Hashanah who wants to say that Misasik v'alav mechayr is chayish kei nene, because whenever you're nene, you're sort of some leiv a little more, and so you're not misasik.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you get hana, you're thinking about what you're doing a little more, and so you're not really misasik.
To point it to the maisa.
What?
It's pointing to the fact that you really have a maisa.
Yeah, which is giving you a different...
Yeah. So Rashi says, similarly, in Sanhedrin, Hilga Chashiv Kavan, meaning, so it's a similar idea. So, yeah, the Kilz Yaakov basically rejects the Asad Dereisen. In Shabbos, Simin Laman Hey, he quotes Asad Dereisen, and he says, it can't be, it's not true. There's a guy from Filmation YU, Yechiel Wiener, wrote an article about Misasik, because he discusses this issue in great length. One of the nafminas to this question is whether or not you have a shekeinen in other areas of halacha. Can I say that the shekeinen will mechayiv you in other areas of halacha? So if you say that the whole reason shekeinen is chayiv is because that's the mechayiv of the iser, so it's only by raya you're going to say it. You can't say in Hilcha Shabbos, you're misasik, let's say in tiltel, but you're metaltel and you're eating the food while you're carrying it outside. It's in your mouth, let's say. Let's assume that's a chayiv. So shekeinen. So you're saying misasik of Shabbos is pater, but if you're eating while you're doing it, you're chayiv shekeinen. So if you hold that the whole idea of shekeinen is just a tziruf, so you're chayiv there too. You're mitzarif the maisa and the osa. But if you hold that the idea of shekeinen is part because that's the mechayiv of the iser, so Hilcha Shabbos isn't the iser of hana, it's the iser of whatever Hilcha Shabbos is about. So you wouldn't be able to apply. This issue comes up in a lot of other areas, of Yisurei Pia, for example, Hara, right? The halacha is that you're chayiv even tchilas Pia, Hara. So, why is that? Is that because Hara is defined as the Maisa? Or that no, tchilas Pia has already some Hana? Meaning, you can go with it both ways. There's actually a b'chokas what Hara is. Is Hara just the touching of the Eiver to the woman? Or is it Hachnas Zatara, the entering of at least part of the Eiver, the Hachnas Zatara? So...
Is the Machas Zatara tchilas Pia?
Pardon?
Is that
Tchilas Bia? That's Hara. Tchilas Bia and Hara are the same thing. And there's Mechalkos Rav and Shmuel. Yeah, I think that's what we pass in, the Atara. Shika is not Hara. It's only the Atara. It's only Hachnasa's Atara. Is it Kol Atara? Is it Rav Atara? Is it Mechalkos? But either way, what's the Mechalkos Rav and Shmuel? Why would I say that the Shika is enough? So maybe that's not even a Maisa. Maybe it's just Hana. Maybe you need a chasad atara if you hold that you need actual maisa. It's not entirely clear. Actually, it sounds like from the Gemara Yavama said even the shika has a maisa. The Gemara says ef shar shelo yitcha kabasa. That's even touching is always an action. So it's not entirely clear, but that could be going on over there too. That this issue comes to the fore there too. Similarly, by biyish lo kadarka, there's a big discussion. We know biyish lo kadarka chayev, right? A man who commits the iser of mishkav zachar is chayev, and similarly, all arayas are chayev shelo kadarka. I think even by Behemoth, right? You're chayiv on Behemoth Shal Kedarka?
I think so.
So the question is, what exactly, why is that true? Is that because we're redefining the Maisa Bia? That a Maisa Bia is defined as even Shal Kedarka? Or are we saying, no, Hana is the Mechayiv, and therefore Hana is the Mechayiv, this is Hana, and therefore you're chayiv. The difficulty saying that it's all question of Hana is that the Gemara Kedushin Chaf Bezim Beis seems to imply that there's no hana by Biyash Lakadarka. That the woman, or the man, being Nishkav, doesn't receive any hana from that Biyah. Either it's, the Gemara says the Kuli Alma, or it seems to be a Machlokas, it's a Safik in the Gemara, but it doesn't seem to be clear that there's hana. And there's theories in Rashi, it's all over the place. There's Rashi al-Chumash says that I think Shechem was Ma'ane Dina, right? So he was Ma'ane Dina, V'yishkav Osa, V'yaneh, something like that. And Rashi says he was Ma'ane Shalakadarka, it's painful. It doesn't cause any hana. So the question is, if you hold that the maisa is mechayiv, it's not a problem. It's maisa bia. Gamarnu. If you hold it's a din and the chayiv is a hana, where's the hana? So Asim Dereis is very troubled by this, because again, he really believes that Hana is the Mechayev. So he wants to say it's a Xeris Kasuv, that just like your Chayev on B'yish Kedarka, because of Hana, so too B'yish Kedarka Chayev, even though it's a Hana. So Xeris Kasuv. It sounds like that in Rashi also in Sanhedrin. Rashi writes, Sanhedrin Samach Vav, he says, Umiyu, Shalok Kedarka Afal Gavde, he Einanenes, Mimishke V'isha, Yisrabai L'chiyuva. He quotes this Rashi, he quotes the other Rashis. It sounds a little bit like Xeris Kasuv to Mechayev. But again, it's not so pashut. I thought it might be totally on whether or not how you understand the limud of Mishke Ve'isha. Mishke Ve'isha is the makar of this din. So Rashi says Mishke Ve'isha is a riboy. It's Mishke Mishkavos, right? That's the last simple way of the Gemara. Shtei Mishkavos Ve'isha. Mishke Ve'i, Shtei Mishkavos. But the Ran in Sanhedrin on Nunhei says that it's not a riboy. It's just a gili milsa. Since you're chayiv a mishkav zachar, so we see that as also a mishkav. Mishkav eisha means, shkei mishkavos means that it's a gili milsa. So I thought, if you say it's like a ribui, so it's like a gzeres akasov, it really shouldn't be a mishkav, but there's a gzeres akasov that it's a mishkav. But if you say it's a gili milsa, so it sounds like it's a more natural halacha. It's not like a special gzeres akasov, it's just a gili milsa. So then it's like, I think it's harder to say what the Asim Dereis is saying, that it's like a gzeres akasov, that you're chayiv a mishkav eisha, even though there's no hana. But anyway, putting that aside, This question of Maisa versus...
Could you use your suggestion in terms of the Maisa Mishutaf for this also?
Oh yeah, you could say that. You could say that because it's a Maisa Mishutaf, even though there's no...
Just for the Hanot, now you would say for the Hanot.
Right, if you want to help the Asim Dereis, you can say that the Eichanam Hanot Zom Achayev. But you need a Maisa Mishutaf...
But since it's a Maisa Mishutaf...
But you don't need to say it, though. That's the thing. Meaning, you just say it's a Maisa Bia. There's a Maisa Bia. Oh, you mean you say the woman... Right, the Mishkav doesn't do any Maisa, but that that idea you say for any Bia Asura, where the woman is totally passive, she's Chayev because of Maisa Mishutaf. So to hear you say because of Maisa... Right, Echna. Okay. I just want to discuss three issues that come up in this sugya that we started with, of Mishamish ima Tahora v'Pirsanim. Just very briefly. One is the question of Yitzia, right? The Gemara says explicitly that Yitzia is a Chiyuv Bia. So what does that mean? Does that mean Yitzia is a Chiyuv, Yitzia is Bia the Kol Davar? Or no? What does that mean? So the Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph, Simon Chafav, Osch Gimel has a suffix if a person is nichnas be'ever meis, and then he's miskasha, and then he's yotze be'ever chai. What's the din? Is that yitzia called yitzia or not to be chai? So chara, it's talian is chakira. If it's a call question of hana, so there's nothing to talk about. It's double pashut. The man has hana from the yitzia, so it's a maisa bia. But if you hold that the whole din of yitzia is just telling me that no halachically we define yitzia as a maisa bia. So maybe to define Yitzia as a Maisabiyah has to be a Yitzia that comes after a Knitsa. Maybe if the Knitsa entered Ve'ever Meis, and that's not Bia, so maybe there's no such thing as a Yitzia if there was never a Knitsa. So I think that's the only way I think to understand the Safek of the Vayver. Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Well, you might say that Yitzia is the completion of a process. So if you don't have a beginning, you can't have a completion. I mean, I wouldn't have said that Misvara, but I'm trying to understand what Dvar Avram is saying. I think if Dvar Avram believed that the Mechayev of Bia was a Hana, he would never even have a Havmi to say this. If you say that it's a Maisa Bia, so I say, is Yitzia, like the Chronim talk about this, can you be Kaddish Isha of Yitzia? Can you Kone Yavam of Yitzia? Like, what is Yitzia Bia L'chol Davar, or is Yitzia only Bia in as much as Mechayev Yochav? You know, can Yitzia passel you? Another issue is the question of any movement. Is it Yitzia and Knisa, or is any movement sufficient? So the Gemara in Yivam Aslam Adalid says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're chayiv on kol koach v'koach. It sounds like any movement. Rashi there says, Kevin sh'tishmeinu l'Rav Elazar v'chayiv ashtei bios behelam achas. You can be chayiv many times in every bia. Every time a man has a koach, but it's a movement, he's chayiv. The kol koach v'koach hana shall be a b'fnei atzma. He says Rashi. Every koach and koach has hana a b'fnei atzma. For the rabbanon who told mechayev el achas v'shum the kulan el achas. So Rashi says bein l'rabbi Elazar and bein l'rabbanon. Fundamentally, the chiyuv is on every koach and koach, and Rashi links it to hana. If you look at the Meiri there, and the Meiri argues, Meiri says that kol koach v'koach doesn't mean every movement. says in Meiri, V'af v'via achas, af v'isha haisa l'yediyah, v'in koach l'koach, ein ha-kochas mechalkos, ho'a v'lo pirish. For Rabbi Lazar, he's saying, I think for Rabbi Lazar, he's saying, you need pirish. Koach l'koach doesn't mean koach mamish, it means every knisa and yitziyah, and that's it. You're not going to be chayef 10 times in every bia. So, what's going on here? So, I thought that Rashi is telling us that movement is mechayev. Any hana, any movement. But the Meiri is saying, no, you need a maisabiyah. Maisabiyah is defined as a knisa or a yitziyah. Right? A knisa and yitziyah are as a maisabiyah. But a maisabiyah isn't every koach and koach. And it's really doing like this in the Gemara Krisis also. The Gemara Krisis Tesvav is a marker for this. The Lashon Gemara is called biobiyah. It says the Shita Kubetzes Osir Gimel, in the name of the Rosh. That means kol koach and koach. So the Gemara really says kol bia bia, and the Shita Kubetzes is explaining that it means kol koach and koach. What's going on here is that if you hold like the simple reading of the Gemara, you're saying it's a Maisa. So Maisa bia means every bia bia. So maybe twice in every bia, every knisa and every tzia, but not more than that. But according to the Shita Kubetzes, according to the Rashi, we're talking about kol koach or koach. According to Shita Kubetzes, kol koach and koach, any movement. Last issue, something that to me seems very obvious, but it's in the Makoros, it doesn't seem to really add up. And that's the question of Shehiyah. What's a halacha when you're inside a woman? You're not moving. Is that an Isra Biyah? Right? A person is Nichnas Be'Ever Meis, and he's Niskashi. So that Isra, he's just inside Be'Ever Meis. So I would have thought that were Pasha. Of course it's Isra Biyah. What do you mean? But it's interesting. The Gemara in Shavuos says that it's better for a person to be no itzvi porinav, to stay inside, then and wait till his eiver dies, rather than being porish eiver chai. So I didn't understand why is that so. If I would have asked you, what's a halacha? You're inside. The woman spears a needle. So I would say, get out of there right away. By getting out of there, you're violating an iser of yitziyah. But being inside, you're also violating Yisra. Is the man having beer with the woman? Every second he's inside, he's having beer with the woman. So what's going on here? So why is it better to stay there for 5 minutes till the Aver dies than it is to leave right away? So you might say that, well, here it's a Maisa. By leaving, you're doing a Maisa, and it's better to stay inside B'Shev Al Taisa. Maybe you could say that. But it's also clear if it's really, you know, considered halakhically Shev Al Taisa to be inside. Maybe being inside is a Maisa, just like wearing Shanes is a Maisa. Meaning, so why is it so partial that it's better to leave? Excuse me, it's better to stay inside, not doing, and violate the Isser Nita, you know, B'Shehiya, than it is to leave and violate the Isser of Nita through Yitzhiya. And if you look at the Lashon Gemara, the beginning of the Sugya in Lashon Rambam, it sounds like the Chiyuv Chatas in this case of being Baal Isha Samal Vesta is a Chiyuv Yishub Knisa. It sounds like we really think the woman is piercing Nita when you are Nichnas. Right, in the previous case with the Gemara, that you baal ishto samach levesta, so you're chayv twice, because you shouldn't have baal ishto. And the Gemara says you're chayv on the knisa. So why does it say you're chayv on the knisa? Why doesn't it say you're chayv on the shehiyah? Why the Rama has quotes the Lashon Gemara. So it's possible to suggest that really, this is what Rav Enosh suggested, that really, you're really only chayv on the knisa or on the yitziyah. Being inside a woman is not an iser bia. Now, I think it's a big chiddush. It sounds like that from the Gemara. I grant that. But l'chor it's tali on a chakira, because if you assume that the hana is the mechayev via sura, so then you could say both ways, the truth is, but it's possible to say that if hana is the mechayev, so then maybe you need the hana's knisa or hana's yitziyah. Only that's considered hana. Just being there is not enough of hana. Whereas if you hold the mechayev is the maisa, so you might say that what do you mean maisa? That is the maisa. You're inside. That's a maisa bia, right? There's an endach maisa gedola mizu. You don't have to have a knisa to have a maisa bia. Just being inside is a maisa bia. So we saw a lot. Basically, we tried to present was the fact that there's a porta chakir in bios asuras, and that is whether or not the maisa is a mechayev or the hana is a mechayev. And this issue runs through many nafkaminas to how you define a maisa bia. Discuss the issue of Mishamish Be'efer Meis, Mishamish Ima Meisa, Tisaasek Barayas, Harash, Lefadarka. And finally, we discuss the question of the Knisa, or excuse me, the Yitzia, the question of Kol Koach Koach, and the question of Knisa versus Shehiyah, Besocha Isha. Okay. Oh, yeah.